you need to set yourself free in a way you've never set yourself free before. And one thing you need to allow yourself, therefore, is to repeat yourself. You have to allow yourself to repeat yourself massively, because I know that when you posted something once, twice, or maybe even three times, you won't say it again, because on your head there is this thought stuck of, oh, I've already said that, or that when I say that again, people get annoyed, or that boring content is boring because people repeat themselves all the time. When I say boring, when I say I see boring AF content everywhere, it's not about repetition. It's not about saying the same things over and over and over and over again. It's about the packaging. It's about how people transport it. It's about how people create the visuals around. It's about how people do the same as everyone else is doing. It's not about saying the same things over and over and over again, because this is what we need. Your clients need to hear the exact same thing more than once, also more than twice, because this is just the way the human brain works. You don't even know if people truly recognized what you were saying. Just because they liked something, just because they saw something, it doesn't mean that it hit. It doesn't mean that they truly understood what you were saying. You don't know what the circumstances are they are currently in. You don't know in which environment they are currently. You don't know if they are truly able to get to receive what you are saying. And sometimes we hear something and it doesn't activate us. And then we read it or hear it a few weeks or months later again, the exact same thing. And suddenly it clicks. You know that feeling when you read a book, not only once, but twice. And the second time you read entirely different things. When someone tells you something and you knew you already got that information before, when you, for example, on a masterclass, or when I say something on this training, you know, oh, I've already heard that. But now I really get it. But now it clicked, not because someone else said it, but because your circumstances changed. Because you have made other experiences in the meantime, because you got rid of certain limiting beliefs, because you added some beliefs to your belief system. You are a ever evolving human, so you change all the time, and the exact same information doesn't always reach you on the same layer, which means only because you said something once, it doesn't mean that the person who heard it, who read it, truly got it. So it's not about the algorithm at all, or not at all. It is about the algorithm, but we don't even need to talk about the algorithm, because you can be sure of that only 10%, 20% of your followers even see what you're posting. So therefore, the repetition is something we need because of the algorithm, because you have to make sure that all the people you want to reach get to receive that message. But even if we wouldn't consider that, it would be necessary that you repeat yourself, because the human brain needs to hear certain things over and over and over again until it clicks, until they get it in the way you want them to get it. So when it comes to setting yourself free, allowing yourself to repeat yourself is one of the main things to do. And the greatest part of this is that everything else gets so much easier then. You don't have to come up with new ideas all the time. And with new ideas, I mean new selling angles, new messaging angles, because this is what I see most often. When things get slow, when sales get slow, when it feels like your brand would be stuck, the first thing that people do is find new selling angles, find new messaging angles. Oh, I didn't say the right thing yet. Bullshit. Chances are much higher that your people just didn't receive the information yet. So yes, there is this thing with buyer types. There is this thing with different angles on the same thing, but it's 4 or 5 angles. Not 12, not 20. It's not about coming up with new angles every single day. Because when I have a look on your feed, it's confusing AF. There is not this one red thread that goes through everything. One day you talk about this, the other day you talk about that, and another day you talk about another topic. You know that all of this belongs together because you mastered it. You are the genius behind. You are the woman who knows how all the things come together. but your client doesn't, which is the reason why they should hire you. So when you jump between like all these things because you are afraid to repeat yourself, to then not annoy other people, to then not be too much, you take away the chance from people to hire you. So what I want you to do over the weekend is to find your one core message. What is the one thing you want everyone to know who considers buying from you? What's the one thing you want everyone to know who is part of your target audience? What is the one thing that makes or breaks the deal for people which you know? What is the one thing you want them to understand? You would gladly scream from the rooftops. What's the one thing you want everyone to truly get? This can be something like, even as a mom, you can make millions without sacrificing either your family life or your business. This can be something like your marketing, your content is way too small. You think it's too small. If you want to make multi-millions, you have to blow the F up. This can be something like you have to be the villain. You have to unleash yourself in order to create the business of your wildest dreams. This can be something like, if you want to enter your fittest and healthiest era yet, you have to stop counting calories. So no matter your niche, you can always find this one thing you want everyone to know who comes in touch with your brand. And there will be people who are like, oh, I don't believe that. And these are not your people. And then there will be people who are like, oh, finally someone says it. And it is so important that you have this one thing where people get to grab something, where it's possible for them to agree or disagree with you. They won't agree or disagree with you in public, but they will check with their beliefs. System. They will see it and then they will go, oh, this is right for me. Or interesting, I've never heard of that, but it's interesting. I will double check it. Or they go immediately, oh, that is not for me. And this is exactly what we want. And this is not only what we want in your Instagram bio or at certain touch points. We want to have this everywhere. This is why you need to repeat this over and over and over and over again. So when it comes to your Instagram feed, it's super easy because when you go to your Instagram feed, you can just check when you have a look at it, am I jumping? Am I jumping between different topics? If I wouldn't be me, if I wouldn't know how everything works together, would I get truly what I want to say? And be brutally honest with yourself. Would I get what I want to say truly? Or does it seem like there is like this puzzle and then there's this piece and this piece and this piece? Because when this is the case, you need to repeat yourself so much more. And we can think this even much bigger than just the Instagram feed. Because when you had a look at your Instagram feed, you can go to your link tree. You can go to your sales pages. You can go to the emails you send out. You can go to every single touch point people have with your brand. And also there, repeat yourself massively. Repeat yourself so, so much that you can't hear it anymore. This is exactly what we need. This is the indicator for you. When you can't hear you saying this anymore, then you say it enough. And everything else is too less. So long story short, allow yourself to repeat yourself. Allow yourself to have this red thread and decide what is the one thing what I want everyone to know who comes in touch with my brand.